Well, moving on now. Gun owners in the United States have rallied in major cities across the country to protest against possible restrictions on gun ownership. The rallies, dubbed Guns Across America, were held in state capitals nationwide days after President Barack Obama unveiled a sweeping package of federal gun control proposals. The protesters demand state and federal authorities avoid introducing new restrictions on gun ownership. They say measures being proposed by the White House could weaken gun possession rights. Obama recently unveiled new proposals aimed at curbing gun violence. The plans were announced a month after one of the most tragic gun-related incidents in the U.S. left 26 people dead, most of them schoolchildren. Let's go to Oakland now and talk to Professor Mark Mason, political commentator. Welcome to the program. So, Professor, how draconian do you think are Obama's gun control laws that have brought so many people onto the streets? And so, as a result, will his plan work?
The rallies today were organized by a Republican consulting firm called Political Media, Larry Ward and Political Media, the consulting firm. They have been associated with the Republican Party. They worked on the 2004 re-election campaign for George Bush. And the proposals from the Obama administration, from President Obama, are trivial and really hypocritical, because we have a president of the United States who is a mass murderer. He's killed 50,000 people estimated in Libya, and an approximately 3,000 people have been killed by drone strikes, 200 of which who were children, 200 children estimated to be killed by drone strikes. I do want to emphasize that we had 26 deaths at the Newtown, Connecticut massacre. It was dreadful. But the measures are inadequate. And what we have basically is a political consulting firm that's generating a trivial response in the presence of a government that is, they signed the NDAA, they signed the FISA, they took away the right to due process, they took away the right to protections for illegal search and seizures. We have a government that gave away $14 trillion to the banks. All that doesn't matter. They focused attention on something unbelievably trivial, which is gun ownership in the United States.
And some say a lack of religion is to blame for the way some Americans have used their guns. How much does religion play in the lifestyle of Americans, especially in their use of the gun?
None. Violence, gun violence has been deeply ingrained in American culture. We are European Americans, Euro-Americans. We showed up on the shores here of North America, and the first thing we started to do was to kill Native Americans, and approximately 10 million Native Americans were killed, some of them by guns, some of them by diseases. African Americans, under the threat of gun and control through the Southern militias in the South, the so-called slave patrols. In fact, the Second Amendment that's supposedly is supposed to be so important, it's like grossly racist. The purpose of the Second Amendment was to protect the states in the South so that they could retain their slave patrols to hold down and to have white Southerners make sure that they had a gun pointed at the head of African American slaves so they wouldn't try to revolt.
And so in the foreseeable future, do you see any change in the American gun culture?
Oh, yes. It's changing. The recent public opinion polls show a very strong support for some type of additional regulations. We already have gun control. The question before us is not should we have gun control or not have gun control. We already have it. I can't go out and buy a Patriot missile. I can't go out and buy an Apache gunship aircraft. Those are guns. You know, the President of the United States uses those to kill people, but whether or not we can just get these assault rifles off of the streets, that would be a valuable and useful way to save lives. More than 8,000 people were killed in the United States, murdered by handguns in 2011. That's 8,000 people. And some of those surely could have been prevented with some additional controls on handguns.
Indeed. Professor Mark Mason from Oakland, thanks for your thoughts there, sir.